Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We're at the middle of the week with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, this morning, rubbing our eyes, looking at the news and seeing that we have a vote coming up on this GOP plan in the House on Thursday. We saw a number of congresspeople in our region, in New York specifically, Republicans, dealing with what their vote will be. I hear this morning that Elise Stefanik says, a Republican, of course, that she will vote no. Still wondering what Congressman Faso will do, but let's deal with that first.
Okay, so we have the Republicans desperate to make the $1.5 trillion figure that they have to meet, otherwise they can't have their simple majority vote in the Senate. So they add this thing to it, which is they want to kill off Obamacare and the individual mandate. Now, if that happens, the question becomes what those Republican senators like Susan Collins and others who ruined their chances last time will do. I don't see how anything has changed, but we'll have to see in the end what becomes of it. Look, what the Republicans have to do in the House is figure out how many votes they need and then let the crucial votes, Faso, Stefanik, and some of the others, quote, off the hook so that they can vote against it and get reelected, at least according to the way that their plan goes. So that is why we are looking carefully to see whether adding this to the Senate version will kill it. And I think there's a real possibility that it will.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions yesterday, over more than 5 hours, the New York Times editorial says, Mr. Sessions still forgot a lot of things most people would remember.
Well, yes. One thing you don't want to do when you're the Attorney General of the United States and you're a lawyer is to perjure yourself. So these, I don't remember, oh, my mind was jogged by that, that's why I remember. All of that stuff is, as we say, lawyered up. Sessions obviously was in a very uncomfortable position during that marathon session yesterday. And it is clear that the bloodhounds were smelling blood. But the problem for him is the more he enters into this, I don't remember, I don't know, my mind was jogged, those are indications that he could be in real trouble. Now, remember that he has Trump sitting in the White House who has been critical of him all along. What's fascinating to me is that there's a good deal of speculation that somehow he ends up back in the United States Senate sessions, either appointed by the Republican governor or on some kind of a write-in vote. But that doesn't look like it's going to happen, at least yet. So Sessions is on the hot seat. I wouldn't want to be him. You got Trump, who can be very angry at one end, and you got the United States Senate looking at this, to say nothing of the special prosecutor.
Alan, the parents of a child who was killed in the 2012 Newtown School massacre say they have faith the company that made the military-style rifle used in the shooting will be held responsible. There's a lawsuit going on right now against Remington Arms.
There was a law and order that I remember very well, and of course it ended up that the gun guys got off the hook. I think it's very important that this get done. I still think that the Sandy Hook shooting is the worst thing I've ever seen in my whole life. And there have been some terrible, terrible things, but the murder of these little children was beyond anything I could know. So one of the things you have to do is keep the stuff before the public so that they remember them, because they do tend to slip away. And this lawsuit, whether it's successful or not, and I think you have to assume that it's going to be tough, is important in that it does just that. It lets people remember this terrible tragedy.
Apparently, some people don't like the fact that the new Tappan Zee Bridge is named after former Governor Mario Cuomo. Alan, there's an online petition to change the name. It's being derided as a partisan effort by the governor's office.
Well, look, I mean, there are many things I have differences with Andrew Cuomo about, but he loved his father, and his father loved him. So he did what he thought was the right thing. He named the bridge after his dad. There are those people who think that it's a bad idea to start naming these things for politicians, the Koch this, the Carey that, the Cuomo this. I'm one of them. I don't like it. The word Tappan Zee is an Indian name. People have been calling it the Tappan Zee for a long time. The Triborough Bridge, as far as I'm concerned, is still the Triborough Bridge, even though Bobby Kennedy was a magnificent figure in American politics and a slain and martyred leader. I have a feeling that this business of naming expediently after Democratic and Republican politicians is a bad idea. And in the case of the Tappan Zee Bridge, as you know, Malcolm Wilson's name was on there, and they took it off and put a Democratic name on. Doesn't pass the stink test.